שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello to all of you. Thank you for joining us. This is New Life, the New Life series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello to you. Hello everyone. Hello to you, Tal Mendelbaum Ben Moshe as well. This is show number 1256 and a subject for today is the development of human consciousness. We develop from generation to generation, it seems, physically and in terms of our consciousness. And I want to see where this is leading. So, Tal, please. Tal. Yes, so indeed, there is a lot of information that we have about the development process of the human consciousness. And it's important for us to know this, because if we know what the process of development is, and if we can place ourselves in those stages of development, we will know where to aspire to and how to advance in the best way. So it's important for us to understand the process. And I want to tell you a bit of what researchers found. In the 50s, Professor Claire Greggs interviewed thousands, hundreds and thousands of students from all the world. And he asked them, what's most meaningful for you in this life? What are your values, etc.? And he found that there are certain patterns that repeat in people. And he saw that it changes over life. So he built a model of eight stages of the development of the culture, the mindset of a person, and it describes how people develop over history. Well, it starts 100,000 years ago. The most basic state is the survival state, a primitive human being. Needs to care for the basic needs, food, safety for the family, etc. It's like animals. Now, from this place, conditions change. The person develops, the human being develops. He understands that he needs to create groups, tribes. So we see tribes developing, more organized groups, which have higher consciousness as well. They deal with cause and effect, mysticism, ritual, symbolism. So culture begins to develop, music. Now, why does a new degree develop, according to researchers? Because external conditions pressure the person. He cannot solve his existential problems with his current means. So he develops new means on a higher level. Dr. Lightman. So not by his own external internal development, but due to external conditions. Tal, yes, they say this is adaptive intelligence, adaptive development, but the person feels that, well, with each such state, he moves from a more individual state to a more collective state. And in those collective states, the person's ego grows and he wants to break through the boundaries and expresses individuality even more. So I would say there's a combination of these two things. Dr. Lightman. Well, I don't know for the time being. I don't agree. Let's hear on. Okay, we'll be happy to learn more. So in that state, the person is he's in the tribe. He's annulled to the tribe. There are all sorts of rituals, sacrifices, maybe things that aren't so convenient, so nice. Dr. Lightman, if they developed it, why isn't it nice for them? They developed it to have more safety, to feel better. So, yes, in order to survive, researchers say that there's consciousness develops in a person. Perhaps he sees that there's something better. For example, the leader of the tribe has privileges, as power. Perhaps I can be the leader of the tribe, not some zero. Dr. Lightman, being a leader, it's not simple. I don't think it's a privilege for those people specifically. Let's continue. Tal, okay, so we see a new degree where the ego, with no shame, just breaches all the barriers, the boundaries, and we see that there's a new time that begins 10,000 years ago, the development of power, governance, empires that control other peoples, feudalism, slavery, person does whatever he wants with others. If I have the power, I'll use it. Dr. Lightman, but there are many people around him who can bend him. So, Tal. Yes, that's correct. So people say that that's why the stage ends. Also, it can't last long because people don't like being controlled, governed, told what to do. But this is the third stage that is described. Power, control, corrupting ego. Now, the fourth stage is out of that jungle where the strongest survives. 5,000 years ago, there's a new development, the development of organized religion, which begins to develop. People accept some order, some laws. They submit to some upper law. And again, this is contrary to the previous degree. And then we see the development of nation states with laws. Each one has his role. The person knows where he is in the hierarchy. There's tradition. This is a very, yes, very organized state we see in our world. Researchers say that 40% of the world is in that stage of religion, institution, tradition. And again, a few years ago, let's say, the person again breaks through the barriers, frameworks. 30 years ago, person, not there were plagues in Europe 300 years ago, and people begin to abandon religion. We want to use our knowledge to build heaven on earth. Dr. Lightman, to build God ourselves. Yes, we will build everything here. And we see capitalism beginning to develop. A person is an entrepreneur now. He wants to create new things, new realities. And we say that here in this stage of development, there's also something very exploitative. In the previous state of the ego, there was power over others. People were controlled in a very apparent manner. Here, exploitation is more concealed through trade, through the economy, businesses that don't consider other people or nature, so you pollute the environment. Meaning this consciousness, there's something, people begin to understand that there's something wrong here. And from this, the last degree that we see in our world today develops, which is the liberalism, social democracies. We need to take care of the weak, we need to take care of everyone. You can't just do business without thinking about the environment, or the Greenpeace-style organizations. This is a higher kind of consciousness that we see today in our world. And here, the personal stages that researchers find and you have between each stage there are struggles. Each stage here doesn't understand the stage before it or after it, then they struggle. They're in conflict. And researchers bring us to this point, the current point, and they say that in our times, spite of all of our development, we cannot solve global problems with current means. And so a higher consciousness is required, which is on a higher degree. From the personal consciousness, we switch to a transpersonal sort of superhuman consciousness connecting to an integral level. There are two levels there, and after that, there's another level. They call it the level of mystery. They don't know what it is, but they say they don't know how to get there. They say that now we're here where we are, and we need to develop a new consciousness. So that's the psychological model. That's what they found from research and interviews, what they find exists in our world. So I want to ask you, you said there are inaccuracies here, mistakes, errors. What do you think about the process of development of human consciousness from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Dr. Lightman, the wisdom of Kabbalah says that we develop from our ego, which is the developing force, the force that develops us. And that's what we have. So we need to study the ego and how it develops from generation to generation and over dozens or hundreds of generations that we went through, and what's still ahead of us. That's all. What I can say in brief is that we are in nature. This nature is global, integral. This is one earth we all live on together. And all the research, all the study, all the phenomena, rather, are connected to each other. And we need to understand that we are also within this nature, this round nature, this globe. And if we understand that, then to what extent can we be part of this nature in whatever depends on us? For the time being, we stand opposed to nature. We don't agree, we don't want, we are seemingly hostile to the global integral nature. This is why we suffer from generation to generation. All of our development is from state of lack. We are opposite to that system of laws that nature gives us. We are within that system, but, well, we have no choice. The more we develop, though it may seem to us that we succeed more, we suffer more. And ultimately, we reach such states where nature will bend us, and we will need to keep all of its integral laws. First through coercion, and then willingly. And this is the time we're in now. We're entering a period of consciousness of the nature in which we are. So I want to ask, from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, what causes this development? What caused people to enter all these forms, these formations across history? What's the motivating force? What drives all this? It's the engine that exists within nature, develops the inanimate vegetative and animate degrees from the initial atom until this whole system develops in an integral round way and becomes a very rich, elaborate system. But ultimately, all its parts are interconnected, like that first atom. When that engine, can you call it the engine of nature? Dr. Reichman, of course. And it develops the human level, the consciousness of the person. What ways does it develop it? Dr. Reichman, in two ways, through the light and through suffering. If a person wants to reach that high cause using the upper force, or perhaps he doesn't want to acknowledge it, and nature keeps bending him every time. And this development is the outcome of a changing environment, or is it something, it's an inner thing in the person that changes? The environment, well, we say that there's an environment, there's humanity. It's all from the inner vision of the person. That's how he sees the world. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is nothing outside the person. He sees all these things within himself. So what changes across history? The internality of the person? Dr. Lightman, yes. His will, his desire, keeps showing the person that he's more complex and increasingly complex and is not finding the right way, right form. And there are states where we switch from more individual states to collectivist states and so on through history. These are processes that we go through. In each process we have three stages of development, and from each four we have further four. We're constantly undergoing change. The extent to which we're aware of it, conscious of it, that's the question. Yes, Tal, from what I read, researchers said that the person himself is not aware of the process either. Rav Lightman, yes, a person from a modern city or a village is also on the same degree. Nobody knows the way they live. But would you say this is the reason for all the conflicts in the world? Simply that people are in different stages of conscious development, so they struggle, they fight. Dr. Lightman, no. Our conflicts come from the fact that we want to rule, that a person's inclination is evil from youth. And so we want to control each other. That's the cause of the conflicts. Oh, and can you clearly define the basic point from which the process of a person's consciousness begins? It begins to develop. When does he leave the degree of animal and he becomes a human being? Our development individually, as humanity as a whole. Where does it begin? Dr. Lightman, it's when a person begins to see himself, his reality as independent of his ego. Rather, it's outside of him. And this is not simple. This comes after he understands that if he remains in his nature, he won't be able to do anything. Owen, are you talking about the state of development that's still ahead of us? Yes, of course. Owen, so define it, please. Is it a jump in a person's consciousness? Where does he just jumps from where to where? Dr. Lightman, a person needs to understand that he develops only through egoistic urges that he has in him, and he wants nothing more. When he begins to ask, why, what's happening here with me? By that, he begins to rise above his degree a little. So the suffering in general, that's what promotes the person. Another interesting thing is that humanity today is in many different stages in this evolutionary process. As we heard, people believe in religion, tradition, all sorts of laws that they live within. And as we rise to higher degrees of development, well, there are smaller degrees. Liberalism is like only 10% of the people. A small percentage of people are in a higher degree consciousness. Why do people advance like that? Only in small parts. Dr. Lightman, that's how it usually is in human development. People want to live as best as they can, to suffer as little as possible, and if possible, to enjoy life a bit. And only the people at the top of the pyramid, which is a tiny minority, they are willing to invest in order to understand why and what for, the purpose of development. On what does it depend that I'll be on a higher degree of consciousness? What determines a person's personal degree of consciousness? There are a few factors here, and I would say that it's fate.
Psycholog lo mevina oti?
The psychologist doesn't understand me. Tal, perhaps you can translate it different words. What is fate? Dr. Lightman, fate, luck, perhaps. Is that more understandable to you? Tal, no. Owen, these are predefined, built-in. Is it defined to what degree of consciousness a person can develop ultimately? Dr. Lightman, yes, it's all predefined. We simply don't know. We are in a very tough system where everything works in an absolute kind of way. And for us, this is unclear. We think we can do whatever we want in life. However, to begin with, before a person even, a person doesn't move his little finger from below until he's forced to do so from above. As over everything, there is an angel that strikes him and tells him to grow. Meaning, we don't know the extent to which we are following the commandments of nature. The person's consciousness develops without great suffering, without great suffering. Dr. Leitman, yes, that's what we care about. I don't care about anything except that I don't want to suffer. Owen, so can a person's consciousness develop without suffering? Dr. Leitman, no, we need the suffering. Suffering gives us order in our life. Suffer less, to suffer more, that's everything we think about. Owen, okay, so suffering is necessary in order to develop consciousness? Yes. Okay, so you said something that brings up many questions. You said that we're entering a new degree of consciousness in terms of understanding where we are. What does it mean that we're hostile to the integral nature? We don't want to be connected to the whole of reality because it obligates you. Why do I need to be connected to all these systems that operate on me and demand certain behaviors from me? I don't want that. Owen, what does he want? Dr. Leitman, he wants to be free. So that all of the desires in me that awaken in me, I want to fulfill them in that instant. Owen, so that's what every creature in nature wants, right? Dr. Leitman, yes, but I remain on the degree of a beast. It doesn't work like that with respect to me. Nature is forcing me to develop more and to develop myself against these forces that it in itself awakens in me. Okay, so a low level of consciousness means that I want something now, and I work to gain that, and I don't care about anything else, right? That's a lower form of consciousness. And what does the higher form of consciousness dictate, say? Dr. Leitman, that I need to understand my next level of development to reach it by myself. Okay, this is curious because researchers, they cannot say what the next degree of consciousness is. They cannot study it. It almost doesn't exist in our world now. So what can you say about what to expect, what higher degree of consciousness is humanity expecting? Dr. Leitman, it's very simple. It's because we live in an integral global nature. We have nowhere to run. And so we need to try to establish such systems in family, in culture, in society that are adapted to, well, the globe, the earth we're on, the integral nature. And you see this graph of the way these different forms of consciousness separate. You see it moving into a more integral direction, so that more people can occupy a higher degree of consciousness. Yes, not necessarily according to the graph you gave us, but humanity will understand from the smallest to the greatest of them, but they need to be connected as one circular system, let's call it. Everyone are in this same sphere under the same laws of nature. Oh, and so the implications of this new global system, that's only with respect to the nature of an individual or also with respect to the way people relate to each other? Dr. Leitman, the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and people, all the system, the whole system. Oh, and so what does it require of you, this new system? Dr. Leitman, to reach connection to the point of love. Owen, why is connection between people, love, is a higher consciousness? Dr. Leitman, because it attests to that the system is operating in the ideal way, ideal manner. When love is the ideal connection, Rav Leitman, yes, of course. This way each one acts in the best interests of others, and so the system continues operating without any errors. And if today we see conflicts, people in conflict with each other, they can't understand each other, what happens when humanity advances to a higher integral, a higher consciousness? Dr. Leitman, humanity is advancing through blows. It advances through errors, mistakes. Each time there are new mistakes, new errors, new viruses, and somehow it advances. It's a very long path, almost intolerable. Oh, and how can we spare ourselves blows and advance quicker, consciously? Dr. Leitman, well, we need to listen to the true researchers, those who truly study nature. As I see it, those are the Kabbalists who explain to us what we need to do, how to upgrade ourselves, how to connect, how to become parts of the great integral nature. Owen, before you talked about love, Dr. Leitman, it's the upper law of nature. Owen, it's the law of nature? Dr. Leitman, it's the upper law of nature. Through love, all the parts in nature, all of its parts, connect together with the ideal compatibility, ideal match. Owen, okay, I'm sorry to say that our time is over in about half a minute, so give me a little summary. The next stage in human consciousness, what is it? Dr. Leitman, the final development? Owen, yes. Dr. Leitman, that we will be all as one man in one heart. Well, there's nothing to add here. Owen, what does it mean in simple words? Dr. Leitman, that I feel and fulfill your heart's desires, and you do the same for me. Owen, and that's where we need to get? Dr. Leitman, yes. Owen, that's beautiful. Is that the complete integral consciousness? Dr. Leitman, yes. Owen, thank you very much for being with us, Dr. Leitman, and Tal, new life, learning to live well. All the best. Goodbye.